We're back on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 as we continue with National FFA Week interviews. And we're with the Redwood Valley FFA chapter, and we have advisor Lisa Oren on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So tell us a little bit about what's been going on in the Redwood Valley FFA chapter. I know we talked last year, you were just kind of taking the reins of it and getting the ball moving. And in a year, you have accomplished quite a bit in this chapter.
Yeah, so it's been really awesome to see how far we are at this point. I didn't think we'd be here until another couple years. So the students have really taken on that ownership and really have developed our program to what it is today. And so it's really up to our students, and the community support has been tremendous help as well with that initiative. And so we've just kind of been keeping on what we've been doing last year and trying to slowly add in some new things. So this last year we worked on proficiency applications, and what those are applications that are geared towards students' supervised agricultural experience programs. And so this last Monday we had seven individuals sending eight applications for their proficiency award areas, and six of those are moving on to state. And so we're really happy with the outturn for those applications. And so it's kind of been a really big thing in our area, because we in Redwood didn't really do any of these things in the last, I don't know, five-ish years, so it's been a huge accomplishment for our chapter.
And especially when you consider the short amount of time that since this program's been kind of resurrected again, and, you know, talking with all the kids here today, they've only been in 2 years, but the amount of confidence and the amount of knowledge that they have in that two short years can rival any of these kids that have been in for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the nice things here in Redwood, is I had some really rock star students that are motivated to do well and are pushing themselves to get outside of their comfort zones and meet new people, explore different options that necessarily aren't always there for them in other parts of the school. And so having those students take that initiative and go to these conferences across the state and even across the nation has kind of been unbelievable at this point.
So there's a program that they've created here, two of your students this year, that takes them into the second grade classroom to educate kids about agriculture. How big a deal has that been for those kids?
That's been great. So we're always trying to think about how are we going to recruit our replacements. I mean, that's kind of a big concern in any kind of industry. And so we are trying to strive to recruit those members really young. So this year we're going to focus on the second graders and teach them about agriculture and show them that there are opportunities within agriculture, not just for farming. So if they want to get into floriculture, horticulture, plant science, animal science, want to be a veterinarian, that is agriculture. And so we need those workforces, and we really want those rockstar FFA members to come up and join us when it's their time. So it's been great.
And I was talking with the kids, you know, this is a great way for them to be prepared for when they get out and they continue on. If they continue on with agriculture, they're going to go out into a world where, believe me, you and I both know, there are a lot of people that don't understand agriculture and are willing to even attack agriculture because they don't understand it.
Yep, so that's another kind of focus. We're trying to really educate our consumers and let them know that our job is to provide them with safe and good food. And so as producers, we want to make sure that we have the security within our food system and making sure that our consumers are conscientious of what we're doing in order to provide that good quality food product for them.
So while they're educating the kids, they're also educating themselves, and they may not even realize that's what they're doing.
Yep, so it's kind of twofold, so it's kind of awesome in that way.
All right, so if you've got kids that are out there that are Redwood Valley students that are listening or hear this and go, maybe I want to join FFA, or maybe they should think about it, convince them to join.
Yes, so I strong-armed a lot of students to do a lot of things that they necessarily wouldn't want to do, but afterwards, they're all, I'm glad you made me go to this thing, or I'm so glad that I joined. And so having more of those stories and talking to our current members, I think, will be a great start. Otherwise, I'm available kind of whenever as well.
All right, so in this last year and some change that has seen the growth of the program in that time, what's been your favorite experience in this last year?
I really think just seeing the students succeed. And that success looks different in everybody's views and in their world. So having that student that is super shy talking to a whole class of their peers and going out and going to some other conference and being the first person to speak up in a large group setting has really been awesome. also success with our CDE teams. We've had a lot of individuals placing really well in the last couple months with those contests. Otherwise, it's that one student that's starting his SAE project, and now he has 2 head of cattle that he hopes to develop into his future as an adult. So success within the students, and that looks a lot different for each one of them.
All right. Well, Lisa, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Oren. She's the advisor of the Ritter Valley FFA here as we continue with FFA Week interviews on KLGR.